A hunter who won't quit, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Idaho farmer Danny Walton has a serious pest on his farm, and it's not a rodent or a plant disease. It's a trespasser who he caught two times in the same day on two different pieces of property that he owns. He made his way to a third piece on the same day, and guess what he found?
Lo and behold, we pull up to irrigate, and there he is out in the middle of that field also. My wife says, just calm down, don't do anything. I told him to take a picture of his license plate, and then when he came up, I asked him where he got permission. He said, well, I got permission from the owner of this. And I said, well, that's kind of ironic because it belongs to my dad. He's in a nursing home, and I'm farming it. Of course, then he really went off about us having everything, which isn't that much property. We don't farm that much. But it's the total disrespect that people have for private property.
After three violations in one afternoon, Walton ran out of patience. So
I called the sheriff. Of course, I got the same thing that we normally get. Well, trespassing's a tough one to prove, and it's not worth hardly our time, and the prosecuting attorney don't like to prosecute because it's not worth their time.
Walton and others have turned to legislation.
It has to do with respect for each other, and since we can't get it one way, we're going to have to do it by law. And that's the way I feel about this whole thing. Is if we could respect each other's private property, there's no reason for a lot of this stuff. But since that doesn't seem to be the pattern anymore, that people think everything's theirs, everything's a give me.
While not quite as bad, I've heard similar stories in other states. As I continue to say, the vast majority of hunters are respectful, but every once in a while, you get a bad apple, rotten to the core. Sure hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.